And now we're just going to do something to actually free up the body, which really makes a difference before we speak. It's just going to be a short process, maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and then we'll do our dropping into our heart. But just because it's something new for many of you, I want to set up a couple of test movements so you'll be able to feel at the beginning and at the end if it's made any difference for you. So the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to put you all on mute so no one can hear you. So no one can hear you now. So what I want you to do is just out loud say the letters of the alphabet. And I want you to say them over and over until you run out of breath. So you might get halfway through the alphabet or you might get through the whole thing twice. Just whatever, it depends on the speed you're saying it. So I might go, take a deep breath in and go, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. And I want you to be doing this with me if you haven't already started. Take a nice deep breath in. And as you're counting out the letters of the alphabet, I want you to notice, A, how far you get in one breath, and also what your voice sounds like and what your voice feels like. Does your voice feel strained? Does it feel like it takes effort to keep getting to the end of this breath? What does your voice sound like? And then we're going to do it a second time. So if you're still going on your first breath, that's a really long breath. We're going to do it a second time. So take a nice deep breath in. And A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. Keep going all the way, noticing how the voice feels, how the voice sounds. How much effort it requires. And then leave that, and now just bring your awareness back to your body sitting on your feet, and I want you to just pay attention to how you're sitting without changing anything. Just notice, where is your weight on your two sitting bones, your buttocks? Where is your weight? Does your weight feel like it's more on the left sitting bone or the right sitting bone? If you don't know where your sitting bones are, just notice, do you feel like you're more on your left buttock or your right buttock? Notice the shape of your back. Do you feel like you're rounded back a little bit, or do you feel like you're arched forwards a little bit? Or do you feel like you're straight? Without any judgment, just noticing it, just so we have something to compare it to at the end. And also, I want you to notice, how much work does it require for you to sit there? Does it feel like it's a lot of work? Could you sit there for hours like this, or would you need to slump down or rest or get up and walk around? And then leave that inquiry. Now we're just going to do a few small movements just to play with that a little bit, play with our bodies in sitting. So what I want you to do is just very gently roll your pelvis forwards a little bit, whatever that means to you. Roll your pelvis forwards a little bit and slowly roll your pelvis back to the middle. Now you might feel as you roll your pelvis forwards really slowly that you're actually rolling forwards on your sitting bones, you're rolling more to the front of your buttocks, more towards your pubic bone. And then roll back through the middle and actually roll back a little bit. So you're almost rolling back onto your sacrum or rolling back into a bit of a slump. But it's just a very small movement. It's not a stretch, it's not a yoga movement, it's very small. So if you're rolling along a measuring tape, you'd probably be only rolling half an inch or a couple of centimeters or maybe even less than that. It's very small. And as you're gently rolling your pelvis forward and back really slowly, notice what's happening through the rest of your body. What's happening through your chest? What's happening through your spine? Now, some people might find that their chest and spine are staying quite straight, and they're kind of swinging forwards like a pendulum. So your head is going forwards as your pelvis goes forwards, and your head is going back as your pelvis goes back. And that's fine. That's one way to do the movement. Some of you might be finding that your head is staying in the middle, but your chest is moving either forward, lifting up a little bit and then slumping down a little bit. So your chest is changing shape. Some of you might find your chest is not changing shape and that you're moving like a pendulum. And if that's confusing, don't worry about it because it's going to become clearer. And then leave it and just have a rest. And I'd like you to just rest by just leaning forward with your elbows on your knees so you can really have a full rest. When we're doing such subtle work like this, we really need to take lots of rest, and it's not because we're tired. It's because we're giving our brain and our nervous system and our body a chance to integrate what we've just been playing with and learning. So now, this time, come up to sitting and actually come forward to the edge of your seat so that most of your thighs are free and not on the chair. And you're sitting towards the front of your seat, which can often free up our pelvis. So now what I'd like you to do is just once or twice really slowly roll forwards and backwards. Now you're on the edge of your seat and just notice if that made any difference. And then come back to the middle. Now I'm going to ask you to place your right hand on your forehead with your elbow pointing forwards. And then place your left hand on top of your right hand with your elbow pointing forwards. So both your hands will be on your head and your elbows are pointing forwards. Now, some of you will say, I can't do that because I'm holding a phone. And that's okay. If you're holding a phone with your actual hand, just put one hand on your head, the hand that's not holding the phone. And as the lesson goes on, you're welcome to swap hands. Those of you who are using headsets or listening on speakers and you can have both hands, place both hands on your head so your elbows are pointing forwards. And now what I'd like you to do is keeping your hands on your head, which is the constraint in this movement, I want you to gently lift your elbows up a little bit towards the ceiling. And you'll feel that because your hands are attached to your head, this actually lifts your head a little bit so your chin moves a bit away from your chest. And then slowly bring your elbows back to where they started in the middle. You feel your head come back to neutral. And once again, slowly lifting your elbows. You could imagine there's a torch beam on your elbows and you're just shining that light up a little bit. Feel how your whole front of your body can open and lengthen a little bit as your head looks up. And then come back to the middle. Take your arms down and give them a rest. If at any point while we're doing this you feel your arms start to get tired, just let them have a rest. You only need to do each movement once or twice and then you can have a rest. Oh, I've just seen we have Dale on the call. How exciting. Dale, we're just doing a little process to free up our body, get our bodies really free and center ourselves, and then we're going to be doing a little exercise, a speaking exercise. But I can tell you about that after. So for now, just joining in the little exploration that we're doing. So now, once again, place your hands on your head, so your right hand on your forehead, your left hand on your right hand, and your elbows are pointing forwards. And now this time, as you lift your elbows up, also let your body roll forwards on your pelvis a little bit. So everything's rolling forwards a little bit. You feel the whole front of your body get a bit longer. And then as you lower your elbows back to the middle, let your pelvis roll back to the middle. And then just doing that again. You lift your elbows, your head lifts as you roll your pelvis forwards. You feel your whole back gently arches and the whole front of you gets gently longer. And it's not a stretch. Please don't go into a stretch. Stop the movement before you hit a stretch. So it's very easy. And then coming back to the middle. And then we do that again. Slowly rolling forwards, lifting our elbows, letting the pelvis roll forwards. And then come back to the middle and have another rest. And you're welcome to rest with your elbows resting on your knees. So you might be thinking, what has this got to do with planning my speech? Well, the movements we're doing are going to really free up your whole body, but they're also really going to open up your heart chakra because it's a particular lesson which really frees up the chest, the ribs, the heart, the center of our body. So it will mean when you speak, your voice will be much more resonant and able to flow easily, but also your mind will be clearer, your heart will be much open. And that's not just useful for the speaking part, it's actually also useful for the planning part. So because we're doing them one after the other today, I've decided to add this bit in before the planning rather than before the speaking. So coming back into that same position with your right hand on your forehead, your left hand on top of your right hand, this time we're going to do the opposite. I want you to take your elbows downwards a little bit towards pointing to your pubic bone or pointing to your belly button. So you feel that your elbows come down and that invites your head to come down because your hands are attached to your head, and your chest sinks down a little bit. Your eyes look down a little bit if they're open or if they're closed. And then you come back up to the neutral starting position. And now also start to add in this idea of rolling your pelvis back. So as your elbows come down, your head looks down, your pelvis rolls back, and you almost go into a little bit of a slump. The whole of your back gets long and round. Your chest sinks down. And then you slowly come back to the middle. Your elbows come back to the middle. Your pelvis comes back to the middle. And then you do that again. Elbows come down. Pelvis rolls back. And then leave it. Come back to the middle. Have another rest. You can rest leaning forward on your elbows, or you can rest leaning back. If you've got a back on your seat, you can sit back and lean back against it. I'm just sitting on a stool, so I don't have a back on my seat. What's really interesting is once you do a lot of this kind of work and you really learn how to sit on your sit bones in a neutral way, you find you throw out all your expensive ergonomic chairs' backs, and I have this $1,000 chair that I used to work on when I had back pain, and now I just sit on a $5 stool most of the time from IKEA. So if you look at little kids, when they sit, they don't need a back on their seat because they know how to sit beautifully on their sit bones and their spines. So we can all actually get to that. It's a really lovely experience when you do, and you'll have a bit of a sense of that at the end of this lesson. So coming back to sitting on the edge of your seat, bring your hands onto your forehead again. And, of course, if you're holding the phone, just have one hand on your forehead, but you might want to swap which hand you're using to give yourself a change. And if you've got your hand, both hands on your head, this time place your left hand on your forehead and your right hand on top of your left, so you've slightly changed the organization of your arms. And now we're going to alternate. We're going to, one, slowly and gently lift the elbows as we roll forwards on our pelvis, feeling the front of us get longer. And our back arches gently, not stretching, just small. And then coming back through the middle, rolling the pelvis back as the elbows come down, feeling our back round, eyes look down. And then coming back through the middle, pelvis rolls forward as the elbows lift. And coming back through the middle, pelvis rolls back as the elbows lower. And then pause, have another rest, resting your arms, just stay sitting on the edge of your chair. Now we're going to actually do something to break up this pattern a little bit, which will be interesting. So place your hands on your head again, your right hand on top of your left. Now this time, as you lift your elbows up, I'd like you to roll your pelvis back. So it might take a moment to figure that out. So as you lift your elbows up, your face looks up, your pelvis rolls back. Your lower back rounds and slumps, but your elbows are looking up, your head is looking up. And then you come back to the middle. So just see if you can figure that out. Your elbows go up as you roll your pelvis back. It's requiring something very different in your spine. Doing that a few times, really gently. And then leave it, let your arms rest. We don't want our arms to get tired. It's not a muscle workout. It's a brain and nervous system rewiring is what we're doing. We're not strengthening our arms. And then bring your hands back onto your head again. This time you can have your other hand on top, whichever hand you like. And now we're going to do the opposite. We're going to take our elbows down, our elbows and our head down as we roll our pelvis forward. So the pelvis rolls forward, your lower back arches a little bit as your elbows come down, your eyes look down. Just do it very small. This is very challenging for your spine. I don't want you to stretch anything. So your pelvis rolls forward as your elbows come down, your face looks down. And then you roll everything back to the middle, your elbows come back to the neutral. You roll your pelvis forward as your elbows move down, your face moves down. Might feel quite strange. And then have another little rest. And then we're going to go back to the easier version. So bring your hands back onto your head, and just once or twice we're going to go back to the easier version where you lift your elbows as you roll your pelvis forward, and you lower your elbows as you roll your pelvis back. Slowly lift your elbows as you roll your pelvis forward, just going a small distance, nothing too big, no stretch. Lower your elbows as you roll your pelvis back, and you might find that's changed a little bit. And then leave it and just come to sitting neutrally on the edge of your chair, with your arms just resting somewhere comfortably. And now I just want you to see what it's like simply to roll your pelvis forward without doing anything with the arms now. Just the original movement we did, rolling your pelvis forward, then coming back through the middle and rolling your pelvis back. And just notice if something has changed about how you're doing that movement. Some of you might find that now your chest and your spine is a little bit more involved in this movement. As you roll forward, some of you might even feel you get taller, your chest lifts, your eyes lift a little bit. And as you roll back, your chest lowers, your eyes and head look down a little bit, your back round. And maybe that's what you were doing at the start, and maybe it's not. And continue to slowly make this smaller and smaller each time until you could come back to the middle. Where is the middle? But each time you do it a little bit smaller, a little bit smaller, until you just find yourself sitting in the middle, wherever the middle is, and it may not be where you usually sit. Maybe a slightly different place. And just come into this place in the middle. Just sit for a moment and notice, how does it feel to sit now? Notice where your weight is on your two buttocks, where your weight is on your two sit bones. Notice the length of your spine. Do you feel like you're more arched now, or more rounded, or straighter? And I've still got you on mute, so what we're going to do is we're going to count the alphabet again at the same speed and just notice, does it feel different in terms of the quality of the sound of your voice? Does it feel different in terms of the effort required to produce the voice? Does it feel different in your body? And maybe you find your breath goes for a little bit longer or shorter. So we're going to start that now. So take a big breath in. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. And just keeping on going yourself and just noticing what feels different. What sounds different, what feels different. For some of you it may feel exactly the same, for some of you it may feel completely different. And then bringing that to a close. It's still going, that's great, but I'm sure most of you are starting to finish up on your breath, if you've not already finished.